The Big Bang.
It's on its way.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the most in-demand Christian speakers in North America.
Does the Bible speak of a Big Bang that brought the universe into existence, as some people teach? See, most evolutionists believe in the Big Bang. They insist that billions of years ago, matter exploded, and as a result, the universe developed by chance random processes. Eventually, the sun formed, then a very hot earth. But the Bible teaches God made the earth first before the sun. Also, the earth was covered with water when it was first formed. It wasn't a hot molten blob. So all of this is in great conflict with the Big Bang idea. There's no way a Christian can accept the Big Bang and add it to Genesis. Now, the Bible does talk about a certain kind of Big Bang, though. In the book of 2 Peter, we're told that there's a time in the future when God will judge this earth with fire, when the elements will melt with fervent heat, and there'll be a big noise. The Big Bang hasn't happened. It's on its way.
Now, while you can't find the Big Bang in Genesis chapter 1, you will find the marvelous account of the creation of the first two humans. Our current issue of Answers Magazine praises our Creator for the wonderful design we see in the human body. For some great reading, call to receive a sample copy of Answers Magazine. Toll free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Make a donation of any amount and we'll send you the magazine in the mail. That's 888-89-ANSWERS.